Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We thank God for that. Let me encourage you from a beautiful scripture of Ephesians chapter 4 verses 29 and 30. It says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." My dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit in the season of Pentecost, and not only in the season of Pentecost, but ever since you and I were saved and born again, the Spirit of God has taken residence in our lives. So the Holy Spirit performs many important ministries in the life of a Christian. And one of these is to give us a calm and a tranquil spirit, despite the stormy circumstances of life that may come our way. One of the great tragedies of the Christian life, however, occurs when through apathy or neglect or overt attitudes and actions, we allow the Holy Spirit's ministry to become grieved and even quenched, leaving us powerless and restless. Perhaps it might be due to self-centeredness and lack of concern for the needs of others, negative and critical attitudes towards others, practicing known sin, or lack of worship and communion with God. Whatever the cause, this time of spiritual drought must be dealt with, even as the psalmist prayed in Psalm 51:10. What did he say? He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Even today, we can pray the same prayer like Psalmist David did. "Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me." Hallelujah. And so, when we do that, we will experience a fresh renewal of the Spirit upon our lives. I was enjoying a beautiful hymn that was written by in 1900 by Minnie Ferguson. It's called "Blessed Quietness," and I will attach the link of that song to you this morning. It says, "Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. He abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart his home, bringing life and health and gladness all around. His heavenly guest banished unbelief and sadness, changed our weariness to rest. Like the rain that falls from heaven, like the sunlight from the sky, so the Holy Ghost is given, coming on us from on high. See, a fruitful field is growing, blessed fruit of righteousness, and the streams of life are flowing in the lonely wilderness. What a wonderful salvation, where we always see his face. What a perfect habitation, what a quiet resting place." Then the chorus says, "Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me. How the billows cease to roll." Hallelujah. So, be specially aware of attitudes, words, or actions that could grieve and quench the Holy Spirit's ministry in your life today, and enjoy a life of blessed quietness as you walk with God. Amen. Trust God, believe God, and He will bless you. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your Spirit has taken residence in our heart. And Lord God Almighty, that we are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. We praise you for that. We thank you. And therefore, we thank you for Apostle Paul, who warns us that do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Yes, O Lord God Almighty, I ask for your forgiveness. Peradventure, we have grieved your Holy Spirit by not speaking wholesome language and a wholesome talk that would please the Spirit of God who resides in us. Forgive us. I pray that you will wash us and sanctify us and cleanse us and create within us a clean heart, mind and thoughts, and fill us anew with your Holy Spirit and with your power. Today, O Lord, I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that as your flock steps out to their jobs and their businesses, Lord, in running the errands for the day, that you will bless them. You will uphold them with your righteous hand and keep them from any and every appearance of evil. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth the healing virtue of Christ to flow into their bodies, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet, and let Jesus be magnified, O Lord. For we know that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed and made whole. We thank you for it. We bless you and we give you the glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Have a lovely weekend. And we'll catch up with you on Sunday morning for the day of Pentecost, rejoicing together and glorifying Jesus. Have a blessed day and bye for now.